For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Fly ball, left center field, long run, Per Armstrong. Dives and makes a sensational catch.
Yeah, sensational indeed. And it's when you understand the way fielding really works over 162, it's much more about the mundane than it is than the spectacular.
Sure.
You know this.
You don't get like big bonus points for
it's, it. It's, yeah. It's the guys who can accrue value simply by walking out on the field, because it's a critical defensive position. It's why Dansby Swanson's WAR can be what it is, even when it can feel like he's not a productive hitter. He's a productive enough hitter for somebody who, at this stage of his career, is still that good a shortstop.
Terrific. I mean, he struggled early this year, and I wasn't sure if Dansby Swanson was going to get over. Remember when he was overthrowing and just making all sorts of bad plays? Boy, did he get it together.
Yeah, I thought he looked hurt.
You think?
And I thought maybe he was nursing something for a while. It was the kind of thing that maybe we would find out.
We know he doesn't like to come out. We learned that in the first year where he was spectacular with the bat, by the way. I want that Dansby Swanson back. That first half he had in his last year, in his first season with the Cubs, I thought he was their best ball player.
Well, he hasn't done it really all that often. But I was looking at this, and this is pretty amazing. Pete Crow Armstrong is leading all of baseball in UZR 150.
I am not shocked.
That is ultimate zone rating 150. That is, and before you at me with all the fielding metrics are imperfect, et cetera, or used, John DeWan, use the fielding Bible. This is what I have in front of me, and I think it's pretty impressive. He's only played 815 innings. When you've got guys who have, you know, Jacob Young of Washington has played 1,116 innings. Brenton Doyle, good center fielder, 1,144 innings.
BD.
Pete Crow Armstrong has 10 defensive runs saved already. And I don't know if last night's numbers are even included here.
Mm.
Even included here.
I got to tell you, I'm not surprised.
I started looking at this. I'm like, well, wait. Look at the bat. Look at the trend lines on the bat. Look at what has gone on with his WRC plus and what that has been relative to the league. And of course, I get in here, and there it is, Michael Bauman, the who is much more knowledgeable about baseball than I.
Bauman.
He just says the indications are promising. He said players who can field like PCA, 96th percentile range, 95th percentile arm strength, and meanwhile, do not sleep on him if you're anywhere near a base. Do not stray from a base. He hunts you.
Yeah.
You notice that? Even flat-footed. The stuff we were reading about Caleb Williams making flat-footed throws. PCA, if you're straying off a base, he's going to shoot
you. He's thinking about you.
So players who can field like that and run 99th percentile sprint speed are always going to have some kind of role on a major league roster if they can hit even a little. What kind of role depends on how much they hit. As a base runner, in just 106 games, he's produced 5.2 runs above average. That is eighth among all MLB players, regardless of playing time. That's a counting stat.
Wow.
That is a counting stat. In 106 games, he is in the top 10 of base running runs. His 10.5 defensive runs rate is fifth among all outfielders. And he says the bonkers night last night alone was worth about a run and a half. Extrapolating out to 550 plate appearances and 1,000 defensive innings brings the total to over 20 combined defensive and base running runs above average. So if he could produce that, this is Bauman writing, that'd be quite an achievement. It has only been done nine times in the past 10 seasons by an outfielder with 500 or more. plate appearances.
He messes up infielders too. Last night, I believe it was PCA who, with I think runners on first and second, PCA hits a ground ball. Second baseman makes an error. I mean, they're just so like he hits the ball in the infield. You've got to get that ball over there fast. And as I said earlier, I think it's my favorite thing right now watching Cubs games, and that is seeing PCA get on first base with nobody out. And he watch PCA run, and then last night, the defensive plays to go with it. He also had two hits, and one of those was an RBI ground out.
He presents a matrix of what he calls the fast guy continuum. And it goes from 2018 Lorenzo Cain on the high offense end to 2017 Billy Hamilton on the low offense end. And it comes out almost looking like a bell curve. It says a terrible hitter with these defensive and base running gifts is playable. But any manager who writes him in a lineup card 150 times a year is going to pray for death several dozen times a year when he comes up with a game on the line. An average hitter with this glove and those legs can be a first division starter, a gold glove winner, and a core member of a playoff team. An above average hitter with 20 or more combined defense and base running is going to finish in the top 10 in the MVP race. Man,
it's a fine line with
PCA. But that's what we're talking about. When I say the guys whose skills don't slump, batting is weird. Batting is weird. You're gonna have good matchups and bad matchups, and you're gonna swing at some good pitches and some bad pitches. Sometimes the umpire's gonna call you out. But when the speed, the base running decision making, and the everyday defense, not just at the far ends of your range, not just at the edges of your range, but being able to run a ball down so you've got a chance to hold somebody to one less bag.
And improving offense. This was a guy, PCA, who when he came up last year, couldn't hit fastballs. And I understand fastballs are a lot different than fastballs used to be, considering the velocity and some of the movement they have. But this guy has made some jumps, man. I mean, like in like average, like he was hitting in the 100s. Now he's hitting what, Dan? 240, something like that. So you see the improvement. And I said it when we were backstage today. The one thing, the one comp that I needed him to get past, and he has, and probably did it a while ago, was the Albert Almora stuff.
Oh, he's better. Oh, he's so much better than Albert Almora.
Even as a defensive player. And Albert Almora was a good defensive player. Never take that away from him.
Not as good as they promised, though.
That's true. No, you're absolutely right.
Because I remember there were multiple times where he did run down a ball but couldn't finish the play.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And look, the speed, like Albert Almora was probably slightly above average speed, but he was not fast. And PCA is a lot different. And obviously, Albert Almora never figured it out with a bat. Now, I'm not ready to say PCA's got this on the offensive side, but he's starting to get it. And the improvement is, I think, at the right rate, considering how many at-bats he's had.
You know what his slash line is after the break?
What?
284, 327, 465.
Wow.
And that's what we're talking
about. Do you have what it was?
Pre-break?
Yeah.
203. 253, man. 329.
Yeah, that's the right amount of, like, it. Again, we might be seeing, even though we are so hyper-focused on it, we want it fast, this might just be the perfect development of a player. Like, if you want to give the Cubs credit, and I realize we're not really in a headspace of giving the Cubs a lot of credit for things right now, but and I'm going to give this one to Craig Counsell, just because of what I've heard him say about PCA and being honest about PCA and having the right attitude about him, I think they're doing a pretty good job of developing, even sending him down, right? Like, and he hated that, and Craig Counsell might have been the one in Jed Hoyer's ear on that one. I think it's been very good development of this player so far.
If he can hit, he's a six war player.
Oh, man.
If he can hit,
come on, PCA.
If he can hit, he's a six war player. This is the concluding graph. Pete Crow Armstrong is a guy who started the year hitting like a fourth outfielder and pinch runner. We now have 2 months of elite defense and base running, on top of above average offense, bordering on plus offense. If PCA does anything like that going forward, he's going to be much more than a flashy prospect with an interesting backstory.
Man, yeah.
I'm saying it's okay to get excited.
The backstory is fun too. He's from LA. I don't know if you guys caught this, but last night, and because it was a late game, I do understand, they were showing old video of PCA with this frizzed up hair, man, going up to Hideo Nomo and getting an autograph from him. It was so funny. So it really was like, if you like that kind of stuff, like it came full circle last night. Here's PCA going up against the Dodgers after not that long ago getting an autograph from Hideo Nomo on the infield. So he's also adorable. On top of everything else, PCA is adorable.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.